This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. University of Tulsa Law School has removed the name of a founder, John Rogers, for his KKK ties in helping incorporate the KKK-affiliated Tulsa Benevolent Association after the 1921 race riots that killed over 300 black residents. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing a rule that would allow bank customers to gain the right to sue, limiting coercive arbitration agreements. The number of forcible sex crimes reported on college and university campuses doubled to 5,000 from 2001 to 2013. Only 10% of the America's eligible voters have participated in GOP primaries, and only 9% have participated in Democratic ones. Brazil has sued Vale and BHP Billiton for $43.8 billion for the failure of a catastrophic mine tailings dam. According to Personal Democracy Media, which studies the intersection of politics and technology, roughly 9 million Sanders supporters have organized through hundreds of Facebook pages, Reddit forums, and Slack channels. And Mr. Sanders' digital core is not some loose network of supporters informally sharing articles and videos. It is a driving force behind the campaign, soliciting tens of millions of dollars in donations, an average of $27 at a time, routinely mobilizing volunteers to perform impressive feats of organizing and developing cutting-edge technology to aid Mr. Sanders' run. New York City Council voted 28-20 to require certain retailers to collect a fee of 5 cents on each carryout bag, paper or plastic, with some exceptions. FDA has forbidden the sale of e-cigarettes to minors and requiring IDs for purchase by anyone less than 26 years of age. Service Employees Union and AFSCME, American Federation of State and County Employees, has announced that they're negotiating a partnership on organizing, bargaining, and politics that could lead to a merger in the future and a 3.5 million member organization. Facebook says its users spend 50 minutes per day on their website, while ComScore's data says 35 minutes per day, but either way, that's a lot of time. The nearest competitor is Google's YouTube at 17 minutes per day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.